This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
That helped. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's the way you win. Once you get informed, once you get the information you need, you win. You can win these things. And it's tough. You know, you feel bad. If you a million times, if you think about what our founding fathers went through, think about they gave up their homes, they gave up their families, they gave up their livelihoods, they gave up their businesses, and they knew it. They knew going into it what this might cost them. So for you to sit there and go, you know, gee, I don't know, my business might be affected, this might be this, this might be that. Yeah, just not right. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. That's how you become part of the solution. And I know it's become a mantra, it makes some of you guys crazy, I don't really care. And I say that because when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I can stop saying that. What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, Louisiana, you just heard this in the news a few minutes ago. The Louisiana governor, Jeff Landry, called for a policy change after the LSU women's basketball missed the national anthem again. Same thing last year. Right? And thank God, he's had it. Look. It's not a religious thing. You're talking about the reason they're able to play ball the way they're able to play ball. This is a women's basketball team. You really think they're going to let this happen in Iran? Right? Hello, Afghanistan? You really think you're going to be on the Taliban pro women's basketball team? You think they got one there? You don't get it. They really don't get it. They need to be exposed to something. They need to see that the rights that they don't have in other countries, that women don't have. Right? And again, go ahead in North Korea and don't salute the flag. Don't show honor to, what is it, his holy one, whatever they call him. Now, they received a harsh backlash for missing the national anthem before its regional final game against Iowa Monday. The Republican governor became the latest figure to call out the Tigers for being noticeably absent during the national anthem. My mother coached women high school basketball during the height of desegregation. No one has a greater respect for the sport and for Coach Mulkey, is what he wrote. However, above the respect for the game is a deep respect for those that serve to protect us, right? Help us, unite us under one flag. And you know what? I know there's many in the black community that feel that that flag doesn't unite, but it divides. How? Are you going to talk about what it once stood for? Are you going to talk about the, you know, some of the ideologies or thoughts that people had from different parties? Predominantly, you know, since there's seems to be a love for the Democrat Party. They're the ones that were the segregationists. They're the ones that were, you know, starters. I don't even know which one to call them, supporters of the KKK. They're the ones that were supporters of the Jim Crow laws. Not the flag, not the country as a whole. If the country was so much against you, you would have never had a civil war. Nobody would have cared. It would have been whatever. But it wasn't. White folks died. People of all races and colors died in the Civil War. But that's not something you're going to... You know, they talk about teaching real history. You don't hear about that. That's not what's being taught as a whole. Governor went on to say it's time for all college boards, including Regent, put a policy in place that student-athletes be present for the national anthem or risk the athletic scholarship. Right? It's a matter of respect. You know, this is not a freebie. The college money, the ground that the college is sitting on, the country that you're in, the one that protects your rights, it didn't happen on its own. It didn't happen because a bunch of people said, hey, all right, that's a good thing to do. We'll see what happens. The video showed the Iowa players on the court holding hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. So you see, the coach is trying to say this is the thing, it was just a misunderstanding. Now, Murray said after their loss, this is the coach, to Iowa, that her team's absence was routine. Honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played, Mulkey said. Why? Why not? Here you are, a female coach, because we're always told about how bad it is, right? You got a female coach. You're in a country that doesn't have a problem with this. You couldn't do this in other countries. There'd be plenty of other countries you wouldn't be able to do this. Any respect, any thought, any positive vibes for the country that's protecting you? Any? She said that we kind of have a routine when our players are on the floor and they come off at the 12-minute mark. Well, we'll hit that. According to USC and UConn, they're always present for the national anthem. They haven't been present, although the Tigers haven't been present in last year's championship either. Yeah, give them nothing. All right, Brad Dacus joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, so you're not part of the problem. You know, and part of that is getting informed. Once you get informed, you have a clue. And I, you know, truly what I mean by that is, you know, we go into these conversations. I won't even say arguments. We go into these conversations, and we don't have the information you need to be there having the how do I say this, the spirited conversation with people. Right? So get informed. It's not that hard. It really isn't. You don't have to be an expert in every field. As a matter of fact, some of these conversations you're having, simply laying an issue on the table, laying a fact on the table that they may not have known about before, would make a big difference, or could make a big difference, I should say. And that's what you want to do. You just want to give them pause. Give them a minute to think about what it is that they believe to be truth. Not that hard. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkus joins me, as he does every week, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, helping you retain your rights for your kids and education and, you know, your religious rights as well. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, before we get rolling this time, because I always squeeze you at the end, I want you to go ahead and tell people what PJI is, why we should support you, and some of the great things you're doing.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, I founded back in 1997, and we're committed to defending in court, without charge, religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, and we do it all across the country. We have, I believe, more offices coast to coast than any other organization of our kind. I believe we have more cases in active litigation than any organization of our kind. We have a very high rating with Cherry Navigators for our efficiency, integrity, and transparency. We also are actively involved in state legislatures as well. We have a whole division that's working to push to get positive legislation passed. We've already succeeded in six states to get a law passed to not let boys compete in girls' sports or go into girls' locker rooms while the girls are getting in and out of the showers. We worked in Florida to help push forth a broader school choice measure that came through and went into law. And then in Texas, we worked to pass a law to help spearhead the passing of the law that allows for school chaplains in those public schools, which they definitely need, especially in view of some of the not-so-qualified school counselors, to say the least. We've been really involved, and now we're even working with churches and religious institutions to help make sure their voice is heard by helping them do voter registrations on Sunday mornings and just have real impact. So we're very broad. We're helping a lot of people, and we do it all without charge.
You know, you school chaplains, that kind of scares me. I've seen what they've done in the military with quote-unquote chaplains, where they actually have atheist chaplains in the military as well. But can you imagine? I mean, we're in California. You and I are in California. And is this something that would have to make it up to the federal court, or is this something that's already been decided that you could have something like a school chaplain on a school grounds?
Well, it's interesting. Public school chaplains, as far as paid chaplains, has not really been litigated by the Supreme Court yet. We know that we've worked hard in the past to keep chaplains from being kicked off when they allow any and other kind of adults or adult groups to organizations to come on. They say, "Oh, you chaplain, you minister, you can't come on." So we've Lodi a long time ago. We had a problem with Lodi, I believe it was Lodi, prevailed, but I believe with this Supreme Court, they will uphold it. We know that military chaplains have been upheld, legislative chaplains and state legislatures have been upheld, firefighter chaplains, police chaplains. So considering that the stress, the suicide rate of our kids and adolescents is so high, and they have the greatest need, I think, of any group as far as with regard to chaplains statistically, and I think the Supreme Court would uphold it, so long as the parameters and the ways that it's implemented is done as objectively as with clear objective criteria. We're talking about the state of Texas, so these are the small towns are the ones, Joe, that are saying, "Oh yes, we need a chaplain. Chaplains in here. There's Pastor Bud, and he's trained, to be a chaplain." And so it's not nearly as hypothetically dangerous as it might be for the state of California and the state of New York.
Wow. I always look at these little, I call them cracks in the armor, chinks in the armor, where it's an opening for you to be able to take this in front of the Supreme Court at times, and you see what happens and see what comes out and fight for the rights of that to finally get some of these what do you want to call them, freedom of speech rights, freedom of religion, whatever you want to call it, for them to actually be able to exercise these things, you know?
Yeah, and we do that very aggressively. Yeah. We've had cases before the Supreme Court. We have Pacific Justice Institute. Look for those opportunities. But one thing that makes us very unique, as you know, Joe, is that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road. That's our goal anyway, and that's what we work hard to do in every way we can without charge.
Yes, you do. And, you know, people, you're always talking about that. Oh, they can't do that. That's illegal. Somebody needs to help that person. Well, instead of you chasing down individual people trying to, you know, donate money and that kind of stuff, you really need to go to organizations like PJI. They are doing a lot of good things. I know personally that they're doing a lot of good things. And I think that the bottom line with it, if you want to see your money put to good use, that's the place to do it. You know, head over to PJI.org, PJI.org, and there's a lot happening there. All right. You know, the big story right now is, and I just did it, and I just closed it, but whatever, is the women's basketball team that was not out on the court when they did the national anthem. So now the governor of that state wants their scholarships pulled. They want to put a policy in place that you have to be out there. You have to be there during the national anthem and stand for it, or else you may not be able to partake in your scholarship. Although I agree with the idea, is that going to be legal? Is that going to be something they're going to be able to uphold?
That's interesting because if the person has religious convictions against the national anthem, and there's
Hold on, I eat up too much of your time. We got to go for break, but I do want to hit that on the other side of the break.
Okay, you got it.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus. When do we return?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News update. The White House expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen workers. The Biden administration has called for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order. Trump has criticized Merchan, alleging bias and highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting that the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, like China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bezina here. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Good luck. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, not part of don't be part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get informed. And as I always say, yeah, I know, it gets a little old after a while, but it's true. I am not the guy to listen to. I bring on the experts. I bring on the people that are involved in it on a daily basis who do have a clue as to what they're doing. And that's why I bring on people like Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, protecting your rights, whether they be, you know, religious, your rights for your kids, right, to have a say over your kids' education, God forbid. And, Brad, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
We were talking about, anyway, the Louisiana governor. He's demanding a new policy after LSU's national anthem snub, right, the women's basketball team, actually walked off court before it started and hung out in the, in the locker room until it was done. That's the second time they've done this kind of thing. And it's the LSU Tigers. Now, the governor is saying, hey, look, we need a new policy that basically says if they don't follow the rules, if they don't stay out there for the national anthem, we can pull their scholarship. Will that hold?
Yeah, it might, depending on the facts. Let me just give, so there's some case law dealing with, for example, a child in a public school who refused to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And the school says, no, every child will stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, this child had religious convictions because I believe it's Jehovah's Witness. And one of their convictions is not to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And the court held that his free exercise, his religious rights under the First Amendment, trumps the wishes of the school to compel people to say the Pledge of Allegiance. However of a good policy may be, it cannot trump individuals' religious beliefs and convictions. And that's actually good case law because the state can issue all kinds of mandates that could be totally repulsive to people of faith and could cost them to possibly lose their jobs. So, you know, that's on the religious grounds. Now, I have a good reason to believe that these players are not walking off, you know, away from the national anthem because for religious reasons. It's probably because they have an attitude issue, maybe a hate issue, maybe they a resentment, you know, and a chip on their shoulder. Ingrate is another word for it. But but depending on your perspective, so that's really probably the reason they're leaving. And you can make some free speech arguments saying, you know, they can't be compelled to be there is to mean that they're, you know, saluting it, acknowledge, you know, I would argue no, just, you know, being there right before the game starts, for the national anthem is not, stating that you endorse it, that you're in favor of it. You're not required to utter anything or to do a hand gesture or anything like that in favor of it. So, I think that if that religious exemption is put in, it would have a chance of surviving, but no guarantee because it still may not pass the scrutiny with regard to the free speech test. So, you know, that's where it's at. You know, frankly, here's what I think people should do. You know, if they want, these students want to do that, they want to make their statement, that's fine. But that doesn't prevent individuals from taking note of the names of each of those players and putting them online and letting AI comb through all of the people who have knelt while the flag was, while the national anthem was being played, or walked off the basketball court, and that could be distributed massively to companies and corporations. You could use that to determine who has a chip on their shoulder and who they don't want working for their company. I know I would not want to hire any of those who showed such disrespect for the sacrifice of men and women of all races for the freedom and liberty we have today. I would not want a single one of those working for any business I ever owned. And I think that's a resolve that businesses across the country need to not just resolve it to, you know, but also to implement. And we now have the technology to make that very, very easy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think at some point in time, we've so taught these young people that they don't, you know, they don't have to respect the flag. There's nothing really to respect the flag with. We're not an honorable country. If you and they have taken this to heart. They really don't understand. They don't know what that flag represents. You know, they see it as oppression. But you wouldn't get that line out of any of the think about all the migrants that came here from Italy and Ireland and Spain and places like that. They know what true oppression's about. That's why they came here. They would not have that same mindset that some of these young people had, would they?
No, you're right. And also immigrants from China, from Japan, the Philippines, from Asia, Vietnam. They appreciate freedom. They love this country. You know, even when I was speaking down in Honduras, you know, there's a classroom full of business majors at a public university down there. And, you know, if I offered them, you know, right now for them to have a free one-way ticket to the United States with an automatic green card, I bet every single one of those students would quickly stand up with tears in their eyes and say, thank you. This is our dream to come to America. And when you compare that with some of the brats we have at Berkeley and other universities across the country, we have no idea the sacrifice, much less how distinguishedly different our nation is, even with the tyranny we're seeing right now with regards to some of these bogus, you know, lawsuits, you know, against former President Donald Trump. Even amidst that, this nation still stands out as a shining light on a hill for the rest of the world. And to see kids just infused with hate, And all kinds of division it's very disappointing. And they're going to find that their future employers are not going to be as accommodative as many university professors when it comes to this just outright disrespect for those who've sacrificed so much for so long for freedoms that they take for granted.
Yeah, you're very much right there. A total disregard, disrespect for those who came before them. They don't seem to care, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, hey, let's talk about some of the stuff coming down in the Trump cases, because there's a lot of, since we last talked, a lot of little things have changed. You know, Trump did make able to post the bond, which was nice, a good thing to do, which floored some of those people. But the New York, that was the New York Supreme Court that pushed that, did they not?
Yeah, this went up and on was appealed on appeal, and they said no, let's reduce this. You know, and they should have been reduced. It's still outrageous.
Yeah.
There's no reasonable belief out there that anyone could have that this man who is about to get the Republican nomination is somehow going to skip the country with his assets. That's not a reasonable, logical, rational thought. And yet, you know, this is New York. You know, this is the state of oppression. Their state courts are very, it just have a reputation of outrageous oppression. It's the reason why businesses are saying we're not going there. And yep. Capital is leaving the state for a good reason. They're like a banana republic. You cannot trust to have equal treatment and equal protection under the law. And when you don't have that, especially as a business, you don't want to invest there. You don't want to do business there. Just like you have large companies that don't want to do business in banana republics that are, you know, are not respectful of law and require bribes. So that's what New York is sowing. That's the seed they're sowing for their economic future and disdain. And but this president survived it. He was able to because he's exceptional in terms of his assets and what he's earned and what he's built. By the sweat of his own brow, and so now he was able to pay that quote-unquote lower amount, which is still more than most people will ever even imagine ever see in their lifetime many times over.
Oh, agreed. And the mere fact, again, you've taught me this, there was no damage. There was no crime committed, really. There was no damage. And
right.
You're thinking now the appeal stays within the court though, does it not?
Right. It's you have the appeal on that decision. It still has to go be heard on the merits.
All right.
So
hold on. Got to go for a commercial, and then we'll come back to that because many people are curious about where that goes. If it stays in New York, is he done? All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Brad Dacus with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation because once you learn, once you understand, you become part of the solution. It really is that easy. Let me bring him on because he does a heck of a lot more than I do about this stuff. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, PJI.org. And Brad, thank you so much for being with me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. And so we were talking about the New York Supreme Court. You know, I mean, again, they are definitely Democrat heavy, if you would, liberal heavy. And the president got, the real president. I'm a President Trump, anyway. He got, I don't know, he didn't get a reprieve, really, because no harm, no foul. There was no crime committed. And yet he's been hit with, what, $170-some-odd million that he has to put up. Did the Supreme Court actually lower the fine as a whole or just the amount that he had to put up for bond?
Yeah, no, it's the amount that he has to put up was lowered, and because the amount that was, you know, was just absolutely ridiculous. I don't think any person ever in U.S. history has had that high of a bail. To have to put up, and then I think what he put up, I think that may actually be a record in and of itself as well. So, but it's no rational person would even see the need for a bail, because why would someone who is about to get the nomination, Republican nomination, is leading in the polls to be elected president of the United States, why would they leave the country? Why would they avoid, facing their accuser? Which is what the whole concept of a bail or bond is, you know, to make sure they're not going to leave, make sure they're going to stand trial. It's to punish the president. It's a tactic to use to make him handicapped so he won't have those assets to use to run for office. That's it. Everyone knows it. And there was this, it also is interesting because this is the only time in New York history when this law that they're citing has ever been implemented against anyone where there is no plaintiff, where there is no one hurt or victimized in any way, shape, or form by the alleged misrepresentation as to the value of properties. And in fact, the judge was so extremely biased. You know, he said the property was worth less than what the lot next door to the property, this estate, was worth and valued at. So this is a joke. The judge is a joke. The prosecutor is a joke. And the sad thing is they're just trampling on the whole concept of our constitutional rights of equal protection of the law, fair and equal treatment. And they have turned this nation into like a banana republic where those in power are overtly, and everyone knows it, are using the courts simply to keep someone from running for office, Putin style, Castro style, and now it's Biden style, and it's a huge threat. That's why Alan Dershowitz and even others on the left who respect the Constitution, they're speaking out against this, saying, "Wait a minute, folks, we're taking this nation way down a river that we thought we would never go, that we've criticized others of, and now we're doing it, and this is going to be very destructive for the whole process of people even wanting to run for office if they think they can be targeted and put behind bars simply because they decide to run for office against the party in power."
Yeah, I know we are. You know, you can see it going that way between the what's going on in the courts, and you're right about Dershowitz. He can't stand Trump. He's never voted for Trump. He said, "I'm not voting for him this time either." But this is not the way to do this. This is so wrong. And it kind of gave me a, Dershowitz is an upright guy. At least I think he is. Everything I've read about him and seen him in interviews and what have you, he's an upright kind of guy. And so I'm happy he finally spoke up. I'm happy he's saying something.
Yeah, I am too. And mind you, these actions don't just have, philosophical or constitutional concerns. There's tremendous economic ramifications for New York. Businesses are saying we're not going there because we could be isolated for political reasons or people in power who get bribed money or have favors can target our business and target us and put us behind bars or shut our businesses down just because they don't like us or because we're not willing to play their politics. They don't have to worry about that in Texas or Florida or Tennessee. I think that the long term, there's going to be, even after I think this is all corrected in the end, whether it's from the U.S. Supreme Court or otherwise, long term, there's going to be a great distrust for the doing business in the state of New York and for those in power in the state of New York.
Oh, yeah. And, and again, people wonder why we don't trust, quote unquote, the system. You know, how it has turned and the things going on with it. You don't have the same, you do on paper, but you don't have the same rights you had even 15, 20 years ago. And Scalia talked about this. Man, I became a big fan of his on watching some of the forums that he did and the talks he did with Alito and a few others, where he was very, very adamant every time about saying, hey, look, The Constitution is great. It's the most powerful piece of paper we have on the planet, and it will protect your rights until it's no longer used.
Right. You know? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And
go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I can just see members on our Supreme Court right now just biting their lips, just shaking their heads in frustration that our system is one where they can't move on this until these cases are go through the process, and after they go hits the state Supreme Court, because these are state courts. These aren't federal courts. It's federal courts. Right. I think we'd have much quicker remedy of this. But it's got to go through the state Supreme Court. Then it can go to the U.S. Supreme Court before people can be put in line and things corrected. But, you know, that may be, you know likely be after the election. And then it's, you know, then they've accomplished what they wanted to do, the left, and thwarting our ability of having a true, fair, legitimate election without bogus lawsuits and accusations that were later be struck down by the Supreme Court.
Okay, so they're asking Fannie Willis, whatever her name is, anyhow. Even though these are state cases, the one in New York and the one there in Georgia, I mean, when they overplay their hand the way they're doing it, these could really be taken in front of the Supreme Court, you know, as their constitutional rights being violated. Could they not?
Oh yeah, on several grounds. One that we've never really seen addressed by the court is the extent to which those in power use the courts for political reasons to keep their opponents from being able to be elected or even being on the ballot. Of course, we already saw that played out. The Supreme Court already corrected that, but to the shame of a number of states, including Colorado, across the country. I think we're going to see play out some more. The evidence shows, but for the fact that it was Donald Trump, his name, but for the fact that he was running for office, he would not have any of these charges brought against him by any of these prosecutors. That's not even up for debate. It's shameful and disgraceful, and I think the Supreme Court is willing to set case law against that, where you can show that the reason, but for the politics, this person would not have been prosecuted. I think the courts will establish case law, giving great disdain and correction for that kind of a twisted philosophy that is so destructive for the freedom and liberty of all Americans. For generations to come.
Yeah, again, Brad, you know, you and I talk a lot, and I tell you more and more and more the emails that I'm getting, the people that are reaching out to me in from the radio show are feeling, even our hardcore or solid right-wing, if you would, constitutionalists, they're feeling like they can't win. They're feeling like there's no upside. God forbid if Trump doesn't get back in, the country's over, or it's over as we know it. The legal
right.
system is a tough place to be. What's your thoughts on this? What's your thoughts on, can we take it back? Look at the damage that's been done. Can we do lawfare like they do?
Well, I don't think we will be doing lawfare because Trump and others have great disdain for that disrespect for the Constitution. So you don't have to worry about the MAGAs coming in wanting to shred the Constitution for political power. We respect the Constitution. We get hand out copies of the Constitution. So I don't think we're going to see that happen for people on the conservative. If they get elected, though, they will clean house, as they should, and remove those from office who have corruptively used their power for lawfare and for purposes outside of their office. That needs to be done. It will be done firmly and swiftly. That will only happen if we have a change in the election in November. With Trump and as well as the Republicans sweeping in the Senate and keeping the House. As that happens, we're going to see great reforms, election reforms against election fraud, and this kind of these kind of practices. I think we'll maybe see some federal legislation giving severe penalties to those caught prosecuting for personal political purposes.
You're up against it. Always appreciate your time with me, people. PJI.org. PJI.org. Go support them. They support the same things and fight for the same freedoms you want. God bless, Brad. Thanks for keeping up the good work.
Thank you.